Okay, we will move to the written questions segment of this presentation, and I will read the two questions. The first question that I'll read will go to Pete for a 3-minute response, and then Jay will have the opportunity to respond to the question and anything that he wants to offer another perspective on that Pete has mentioned, and then we'll go back to Pete for a minute to respond just to anything he may have heard during Jay's presentation. So on the first question, how would the allocation of some of the quota shares to processors help or hurt the effectiveness of a TIQ program in terms of the program performance with respect to national standards of the Magnuson Act, goals and objectives of the Council's fishery management plan, and goals and objectives currently listed for the Trawl IQ quota program?
Thank you. A great deal of time could be spent answering this question. And it's important because the national standards and the goals and objectives in our management plan are the benchmarks by which all management measures are judged. However, collectively, they comprise a very long list. And looking through them, there is some common themes, and as well as some very unique and focused points. Some of the common themes are to prevent overfishing, use the best scientific information available, and one that reoccurs often is to maximize economic value and utilization, including reduce wastage. Given enough time, I could probably go through the long list of all of those and construct some arguments for each of the national standards and the goals and objectives of how it relates to shares being issued to processors. However, some of those arguments that could be constructed to be more compelling than others. I believe that of those three general areas, the third point of maximizing economic value is the one that's the most meaningful in this situation. As I've stated, I believe that IFQ programs can lead to a more efficient harvesting and greater economic return. However, when existing customers are guaranteed the product, and I take exception to Jay's comment that I think technically when you sell something to someone, the person that buys it is the customer, and you can view them differently in that relationship, but technically I think they are the customer. And when existing customers are guaranteed the product, this will reduce the competition, and this reduction in competition will tend to hold down ex-vessel prices in a fishery. And thus, it would not maximize the economic yield. And knowing that this would happen and make issuing shares to processors inconsistent with both the national standards and the goals and objectives where that is the standard we're looking for. When we look at the specific standards or goals, National Standard 4 in part states, if becoming necessary to allocate or assign fishing privileges among various United States fishermen, such allocation shall be fair and equitable to all such fishermen, reasonably calculated to promote conservation and to carry out in such a manner that no particular individual corporation or other entity acquire excessive shares of such privilege. The first part of it stresses fishermen. And I think Congress knew what they were doing when they wrote those standards. They didn't mention fish processors. They didn't mention other organizations, other entities. They mentioned fishermen. And when allocating the resource, they were very specific that this should be focused on fishermen. The second or third part of that was dealing with excessive shares, and I'll come back to that in a moment. Objective 15 in the ground fish management plan reads, when considering alternative management measures to resolve an issue, choose the management measure that best accomplishes the change with the least disruption of the current domestic practice and marketing procedures in the environment. I submit that allocating harvesting shares to the processors is reallocating the resource from one group to another. You're taking resource away from fishermen and allocating it to processors who then would make arrangements with certain fishermen to catch. I find that to be extremely disruptive, and I think that that would be very inconsistent with the Objective 15 in our management plan.
Pete, you're getting to the end of the period here.
Am I out of time?
Go ahead and wrap up.
Objective 16, we need to avoid unnecessary adverse impacts on small entities. Every fisherman in this fleet is a small entity, technically under the guidelines of the federal government, under $3 million. I can't say that for some of the fish companies. Some of them are large entities. The IFQ program and principles, number four was avoid making provisions where the primary intent is changing the market power balance between harvesting and processing sectors. I think allocating harvesting shares to processors is deliberately trying to market or change the balance of power, and that would be a direct violation of that principle stated in the draft plan. And avoid excessive quota share concentration, and this is the same as the National Standard 4, where we have an enormous amount of consolidation in the processing business now. If we took a portion of it and redistributed based upon processing history, there would be an enormous consolidation and excessive shares in very few hands. Thank you for the extra time.
Thank you, Pete. Jay will give you a little bit longer time than Pete had, and then Pete will come back to you for a minute afterwards. Jay?
Do you make a comment on his first, or no? Just make a statement.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to respond to anything Pete said, and then you have the opportunity to answer the question as it's directed.
Right, okay. Just one comment on his presentation. In the other, specifically talking about processors having shares or in a fishery such as the groundfish fishery and such as the one that we have participated in Canada, it is not the case that it drives down prices, and in fact, the prices were maximized and the efficiencies went up, and so that is not a point that can be taken as been proven out. It is the opposite that has happened. Okay, as to question one, the participation in partnerships aligned by harvester and processor allocation promotes long-term planning and effective applications to many of the national standards, goals, and objectives, the trawl quota goals and objectives. Specifically, the stakeholders' collaborative planning is a team that will execute harvest, processing, and market collectively together. These strategies is what will fulfill the goals and objectives. In the national standards, on A, the 9, processors and fishermen will work together on a coordinated market and fishing strategies to minimize bycatch, fishing for mixed species in certain areas, depth, time of day, time of year. All of those things can be planned out and would be planned out collectively as a strategy. This will reduce overfishing. In addition, having processors as quota holders will give them greater incentive to report any illegal activity from capture, landings, or sale. On goal number, National Standards 10, A10, having the vessel and processors working collectively or cooperatively on a fishing plan with scheduled delivery dates will allow fishermen to avoid poor weather conditions and the increased risk of injury and accident for crew and vessel. On the Pacific Coast Groundfish National Standards, Objective 1, processors are an important part of the in-season, real-time communication and collection and dissemination of important fishery information, such as catches, species, areas, mortalities, and whatnot. They act as a prime funnel. Objectives 3 and 4, this goes to the issue of giving the processors a quota so that he treats the fishery like the fisherman will, with the knowledge that overfishing will affect the value of his asset. If the processor has this incentive, he will more readily support Objectives 3 and 4 for conservation and rebuilding and work cooperatively to avoid such situations to improve the health and stock of the fisheries through contributions to science, monitoring, enforcement, and ensuring the plants are not taking any illegal fish. Having processors and fishermen work cooperatively on individual fishing plans coordinated with marketing plans could take these measures and put them into effect. The experience in Canada under the IVQ GDA plan is that we have been seeing significant decline in hours towed, number of tows, and areas impacted. Objective 8, The more that processors and fishermen work together on issues, the less likely that the gear restrictions, which are very hard to monitor and enforce, will be needed. Objective 9, the best way to encourage full utilization, that's harvesting and processing, of Pacific Coast ground fish resources by domestic fisheries is to ensure that each party, harvest and processors, have a good, cooperative, equally dependent working relationship. Objective 11, they apply to the rest of these objectives in there, but they all reply back to the central issue of planning and execution and full utilization in a market-based scheme. And the TIQ goals and objectives, I assume this means the rationalization of both fishing and processing capacity. If this is to happen in an orderly and efficient and effective manner, processors have to be part of the equation. Objective 9, this goes back to the processor and fisherman again, working in marketing and fishing and marketing together, a plan that ensures the quality, the likelihood of this happening is if that they both have an incentive to work cooperatively together. Again, this whole theme of all of these benefits have us working together, not apart. There is not this idea of customer and vendor. It doesn't happen that way now. There's only a certain amount of boats and plants, and they're dedicated to each other. So if you work together in a constructive, collaboratively plan, most all of these objectives and goals will be met. So, after reviewing all of the standards, objectives, and principles, I have a difficult time identifying where processors, if they're having an allocation, would result in any negative impact. Alternatively, there are many positive benefit impacts from ensuring that processors have an incentive to work with fishermen and fishermen with processors, as well as incentives to take care of the resource and enhance the value of the asset for all.
Thank you, Jay. Pete, you've got a minute if you care to respond to any of that.
Just a couple of comments. First, Jay mentioned British Columbia in Canada, and I just point out that in the Canadian system, processors were not issued harvesting shares when those shares were issued. There were some processors that owned vessels, just as they do here, and they acquired shares because of the ownership of their vessel, and some of those but they were not part of that initial allocation. Jay's mentioned many things that relate back to fishermen and processors working to their mutual benefit, working cooperatively, and I believe this is important and something that fishermen and fish companies should try to work to do and strive. This is good. But issuing shares to processors doesn't necessarily lead to that cooperation. That cooperation is important, but it's not going to come just because they own the quota shares. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.